What's up, guys? This is Kaylee Johnson here with Digital Journey. If you're a person that's wanting to learn social media, maybe that's just for you personally, maybe it's for your business, this is the right place for you. Today, we have the honor of having Brandon Leobitz on. For the past 14 years, Brandon has been helping websites rank higher on Google using search engine optimization strategies. He's helped hundreds of websites rank for higher hyper-competitive keywords that convert into sales and leads. Brandon runs and operates SEO Optimizers, a digital marketing company that focuses on helping small and medium-sized businesses get more online traffic. Brandon, it's great to have you on.
Thank you for having me on today.
Yeah. So go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got to where you are today and a little bit about SEO Optimizers.
So I kind of fell into this digital marketing world in 2007 after I graduated from college, got my degree in business marketing. And the first job I got out of school was helping a company out with their digital marketing, which I didn't really know much about it back then. They said, don't worry, we don't know much either. We're going to learn with you, taking your classes and workshops and seminars, which I thought was kind of interesting and decided to give it a shot. And after working there for a few months, just kind of realized this digital marketing stuff is probably the future. Everyone's probably going to have a website and there's lots of different ways to get traffic, like social media, emails, paid ads, SEO. It all works to get traffic, but SEO is just a way to get free traffic. And I thought, who doesn't want free traffic? So over the years, I worked at different advertising agencies as a director of SEO. And before work and after work and on my lunch breaks, I'd work on my own company and eventually built that up to where I was able to quit my job and focus solely on this and been doing that ever since, just helping people tap into that free traffic from Google.
That's amazing. So is that essentially what SEO Optimizers does?
Yep. So SEO Optimizers helps out with SEO, making sure that you rank on Google with search engine optimization and do a little bit of paid ads, but prefer to focus more on the SEO just because it's that free traffic.
Yeah, that's great. So what exactly is search engine optimization? We hear the term SEO thrown around a lot, and it's kind of can be confusing for small business owners and new entrepreneurs. So what exactly is search engine optimization?
SEO is search engine optimization, which means optimizing websites for search engines. So when you search on Google or Bing or Yahoo or even Amazon, anywhere where you could search, there's ways to optimize your listing so you rank higher. So when you're searching on Google, there's ads at the top. Those are all paid ads, but right below the ads are the organic, the free listings. And that is what SEO is all about, is getting your website in those 10 spots on that first page of Google so you can capture that free traffic. But it's not just websites that appear when you're searching on Google. Images appear, videos appear, maps appear, products appear for e-commerce. So really try to take up as much free real estate as possible on that first page of Google by optimizing your images on your website. If you have any videos, we'd optimize your videos, as primarily YouTube that shows up when you search on Google, because Google owns YouTube and Google only cares about making money. So if you search on Google, don't click on an ad, Google's not making money. But if you search on Google right, and then you see a video and you open it up, if it's a YouTube video, the first thing that appears anytime you see a video on YouTube, there's always an ad. So YouTube is making money, which is really Google making money. So they're going to push YouTube much more than Facebook video or Daily Motion. You might see those a couple times, but it's probably going to be 80-90% of those videos are going to be YouTube videos. So I'd always tell people, start a YouTube channel sooner than later, because it is the second biggest search engine on the internet and Google owns it. And they're going to keep pushing it as much as they can. But also maps appear on Google. So if you're a local business, you want your map, your business to appear on Google Maps. If you're e-commerce, you want those products to appear. So just trying to capture that free traffic, essentially.
Yeah, that's great. And I love what you said about how closely YouTube and Google are, you know, intertwined. Because if you're doing well on YouTube, then you can also easily do well on Google. And so by having YouTube, you know, you almost get that double promotion in a way, which, you know, who doesn't like that? Who doesn't like, you know, spending less time and being able to get more promotion?
Yep, you just got to create that video, which is the tough part. Once you create that video, throw it up on YouTube, then throw it up on Facebook video, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, your website. The more places, the more visibility, the more exposure you're going to get. But YouTube is probably going to bring in the most traffic, but you just want to spread it everywhere. TikTok, all those different places. Because if you already spent the time creating the video, then all you have to do is distribute it. And that's the easy part.
Absolutely. Definitely. So you talked a little bit about the benefits of being on Google. What are the benefits of search engine optimization? What would be the difference between me just posting my videos like, or someone just posting their videos like normal, and then someone making sure that the SEO is good?
Well, SEO means you're just making sure that you show up, because you could just create a website and Google's probably not going to rank you. But if you optimize it, then Google's going to rank you. So if you want to get more traffic, then you need to do SEO. If you just want your website there as like a resume for people to see, then, and you don't care about people coming to your website or getting traffic, then you don't need to do SEO. But if you want new people finding you, new business, new leads, new phone calls, new sales, then you want to optimize your website that way you capture that free traffic from Google.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What are a couple key ways that you can use SEO with your website?
It's not really a one size fits all, and it gets a little technical, but some things that you don't have to worry about coding, because what we see when Google sees is different. When Google looks at your website, they're just looking in the coding for you to put keywords right in different places. But one place that you don't have to worry about coding is just adding more text to every single page on your website. The more pages you have on your website, the more keywords you could target. But also, each page needs to have text, about 400 words of text or more. The more text, the easier it is for search engines to read and understand and know what that page is about. So instead of having to go and get all technical with the coding, just add more content to every single page on your website, and I can almost guarantee you'll see a lift in traffic.
Interesting. Okay. So you talked about seeing a lift in traffic. How do you actually track website analytics? What does that look like?
There's lots of different tools, but Google gives you a free tool called Google Analytics, and that lets you see how much your traffic you're getting now, month over month, week over week, day over day. So you could see where my traffic's coming from. Is it coming from Google, from Facebook, from Instagram, from YouTube, from emails, from paid ads, whatever it is, you could see all that in Google Analytics, and it's free to use. So I'd recommend everyone set that up sooner than later, because if you're not looking at the data, then you're just kind of going at it in the dark, and the data is going to let you make statistically informed decisions. Like maybe you're selling, you have an e-commerce website and you're selling products, and using Google Analytics, you could see that maybe one product gets 80% of the traffic, but the people that come to the website to that product page, 90% of those people leave within the first second. So then you can figure out, all right, what is wrong with this page? Does it load slowly? Are the images bad? Is the price too high? But without analytics, you might get a ton of traffic to that page, but you're not going to know how people behave, where they go, how long they stay on that page for, or do they leave immediately? So analytics is going to just tell you a wealth of information that's going to help you better understand your audience, your traffic, and better understand how to optimize your website to get those conversions.
That makes sense. And it makes a whole lot of sense on, you know, saying what aspects of my website do I need to be pushing more depending on the things that people tend to be seeing. One thing we talk about a lot in social media is what your target audience is, and, you know, optimizing your social media profiles to fit your target audience, or making sure you're on the platforms that your target audience is on. How much should your website be optimized for your target audience? Or should that be more of a generalized place for anyone who wants to see?
No, it needs to be hyper-targeted. You need to really focus on targeting pages for your audience. So the more pages you have, the more audiences and demographics that you could target. Because let's say you're a dentist and you just have a page saying, I'm a dentist. That's great. But maybe somebody needs teeth cleaning. They don't care about just general dentistry. They want to know about teeth cleaning. Or maybe someone needs a root canal. So you need a page about root canals. So the more pages you have, the more audiences you could target, the more keywords you could target, and the more visibility and exposure you're going to be able to get. It's kind of like building a house. You keep adding more and more levels to your house. It's very expensive to do that. But with the website, you can just keep adding more and more pages, and it's not that expensive to add more pages. It's really cheap. It's just your time creating those pages, adding the things, and it's just more free real estate that you're going to be able to utilize to tap into that traffic from the search engines.
That's awesome. It's almost like more roots coming off of a tree of how far it can reach. And you know, the greater it can take things in. So you talk about keywords. How many keywords should one page focus on? Is there a magic number, or is it just, you know, only have one keyword to focus on one aspect? How do keywords play into all of this?
So keywords you want to put in what's called the SEO title tag on each page on your website, and that's limited to 60 characters, which is about 3 to 5 words. So after that, kind of loses the relevancy.
Okay.
So if you want to target more keywords, you need to create more pages. So mm-hmm. more pages you have, the more keywords you're going to be able to target, essentially.
That makes complete sense. Yeah, you want to be able to have a wider reach where you can and, you know, be more specific. You know, the one thing that small businesses are learning is the more specific you can be in who you are and who you're trying to reach, the more reach you're actually going to have. Because people can get overwhelmed with too much information. And if something is so general, it's like, does this even apply to me? So that having that specific details and the specific pages for things, I think that's so great. That's something that's awesome to think about. And even though it takes time to build out, especially if you build out your own website, you know, that can add a lot of time, but I'm sure the results are well worth it.
I mean, the best is just make a template and then just use that template and just copy and paste it. So you have a template or the homepage is always going to be more general, but then the services that you offer, you just make a template. Like if you're doing a dentist, you have a page about teeth cleaning, and then you have it all built out really nice, pretty optimized for conversions and optimized for SEO. And then you just copy and paste that page and then change teeth cleaning to root canal or to whatever keywords that you're targeting. So it doesn't have to be that difficult once you build that template out.
That makes complete sense. Yeah, that's great. So if you had to tell a small business one thing to focus on when it came to SEO or one thing to make sure your website is honed in on, what would that one thing be?
I know
it's a lot of information, so narrowing it down into one might be a little tricky because I'm sure there's so many different aspects of it all.
Yeah, no, there's a lot, but unfortunately, everything I just talked about is not going to rank a website without trust. So Google looks at your website and they don't care what you put on the website, what keywords, how many pages, because they just don't believe anything anybody puts on the website. And you have to build trust up. The way to get Google to trust you is by getting other websites to talk about you. The more websites that talk about you, the more popular or trustworthy Google sees you as. And then they look at those keywords on your website. But it doesn't work the other way around. If you're not building what are called backlinks, Google's not going to trust you. And they're not going to rank a website that they don't trust. And what is a backlink? A backlink is a clickable link from another website that points to yours. So if you're reading, let's say, the newyorktimes.com, in there it says Brandon Leibowitz, and you click on it and it goes to my website, I'd be getting a backlink from the newyorktimes.com. The more websites that have clickable links that point to you, the higher you're going to rank. And that really is the most important thing. If you're not building backlinks, it is impossible to rank on Google.
That's so good to know. It's almost like referrals. You know, if you see an ad for something, it's like, this could mean anything. But if you have a friend say, hey, you know, I know this person that does this, you need to check them out, you're a lot more likely to be like, okay, you know, they know what they're talking about. This is good. There's some proof in the pudding.
The most important thing for SEO is those backlinks. Backlinks and then content keywords on your website. But backlinks are number one, because without backlinks, Google's not going to trust you. And you could spend all this time making your website look nice and pretty and make it load quickly, putting keywords all over the place. But without those backlinks, Google is just going to skip over your website and move on to the next one.
That makes sense. Yeah, that's really good. Making sure you have those connections with other people so that you can get backlinks. I'm sure it's a process and it takes time, but it sounds like it's well worth it.
It does take a lot of time. It is not easy to build backlinks. That's where I probably spend 80% of my time is building backlinks for myself and my clients, because the backlinks are really what matters to Google, and got to make Google happy. And Google is looking at those backlinks.
Makes sense. Well, thank you so much for coming on. I know my listeners learned a lot and I learned also. Where can my listeners find you if they're wanting to learn more about search engine optimization and what you do?
Anyone that wants to learn more, I create a special gift for everybody. If they go to my website at SEOoptimizers.com, that's SEOoptimizers.com/gift. They can find that gift there along with my contact information and a bunch of classes I've done over the years. I've thrown up for free so you can see step by step how to do a lot of stuff that we actually talked about. And also, if they want a free website analysis, I'm happy to check out their website from an SEO point of view. And they can book some time on my calendar there for free as well.
That's amazing. Thank you so much for that. And we'll have all of that linked down below so you can check that out there. Brandon, thank you so much for coming on. It was a pleasure having you.
Thank you for having me on today.